Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals, presents
Wild Bill Hickok!
Hiya, neighbors! Strap on your shooting irons and let's saddle up for another thrill-packed Wild Bill Hickok adventure. With Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine, that's me as his pal Jingle. Brought to you by the cereal you can eat out of the bowl or out of the box. The cereal with the sweetening already on it, Kellogg's Sugar Pops!
Today, Kellogg's Sugar Pops, the cereal with the sweetening already on it, brings you Wild Bill Hickok. Transcribed in Hollywood and starring Guy Madison as Wild Bill and Andy Devine as his pal Jingle. In just 30 seconds, you'll hear the exciting story, Shortcut to Danger. A package of Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops sure come in handy when you're sitting around listening to the radio or watching TV, or most any other time for that matter. Yes, sir, whenever you've a hankering for a sweet treat, that's the time to reach for your box of Sugar Corn Pops and pop a few of those ready sweetened nuggets of corn into your mouth. They're swell for breakfast, too, with milk or cream. And you never need sugar, because the sweetening's already on them. They're shot with sugar. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy Jingles rode the trails of the Old West into many rugged adventures. But one of their most menacing adventures happened when they left the main trail and took a shortcut to danger.
Bill! Bill! Where are you?
Right here at my desk, Jingles.
Oh, yeah.
Hey, what's the trouble? You seem to be all excited.
Well, I should not be. I got me a job. A real exciting job.
Seems to me you already have a job. Deputy Marshal.
Oh, sure.
That gets pretty exciting sometimes.
Yeah, it does, but that's my regular job. This here is kind of an extra job. Sort of a special assignment.
All right. What is it?
I'm a newspaper reporter for the Weekly Gazette.
You're a what?
Now, don't act so surprised, Bill Hickok. I can write just as good of stories as these here in the paper.
I don't know, partner. Takes a long time to learn to be a good reporter.
Won't take me very long. Just listen to some of these stories. Mrs. Archibald Leake took first prize at the bazaar held at the new schoolhouse last Thursday. Judges said her watermelon pickles were the best they ever tasted.
Now there's an exciting story for Mrs. Leake.
Yeah, and here's another. Norm Smith was kicked by a horse last week and fell into a bucket. The doctor says he's doing fine, but he still can't talk very well.
Why can't he talk very well? Did he get kicked in the head?
I don't know. It doesn't say. Oh, here it is. In the next column, right here. Mrs. Smith says Norm's voice will clear up when Lamb People, the blacksmith, can get out to the house and cut the bucket off of Norm's head.
You sure you're not making this up, Jingles?
No, here it is. Right here in the paper, right next to a story about Irene Lyon.
What did she do?
Went to Big Falls to visit her mama. I'll bet her husband's fit to be tied, Bill. He's awful helpless when she ain't around.
Jingles, aren't there any big stories in that newspaper? What do the headlines say?
Headlines? Oh, yeah. Up here. Bandits hold up Rocky Mountain stage line. Escape with $10,000 gold shipment.
What? Let me see that paper.
Must have happened while we were rounding up those rustlers over in Green Valley.
Yeah, we haven't had any report of the holdup from Ned Smith at the stage line.
Maybe he don't know we're back in town, Bill.
I think we better go over and talk to him, Jingles. Come on.
But Bill, I got my newspaper job to think about. Slim Hinkle at the Gazette said he'd pay me real money if I wrote a story he could use.
Well, what could be a bigger story than running down those stagecoach robbers? Get your hat. Let's go.
Looks like the stage is just getting ready to pull out, Bill.
Yep. It looks like Ned Smith is driving the rig himself.
That's kind of funny, ain't it? Old Ned hadn't been driving around for a couple of years now.
I don't know what's going on, but we're going to find out. Pull up, Buckshot.
Yep. Oh,
howdy, Ned. It's been a long time since I've seen you up on the box.
Howdy, Hickok. I'll be driving from now on till I catch up with them stage-robbing coyotes.
Wild Bill and me sort of make a business out of catching owl hoots. Now, why don't you let us take care of the job?
No, sir. This here's personal, Jingles. Them two robbers not only stole the gold, but they gunned down my partner, Lem Davis.
I hadn't heard about that.
We still don't know whether Lem's going to live or not.
That's too bad, Ned. You and Lem was real good friends.
That's right. We've been just like brothers for 20 years. We built up this stage line together.
Mm-hmm.
I'm gunning for the snakes that shot Lem, and when I catch up with them, that'll be the end of them two.
You sound like you're taking the law into your own hands, Ned.
You're darn right I am.
Well, that'll get you nothing but trouble.
All right, I'm asking for trouble. I'm carrying gold on every run, and I'm making sure that everybody knows about it. I want them two varmints to try to hold me up.
I can understand why you're so mad, Ned. But you better let us trail along with you. You know, having the law on your side will leave you in the clear.
Bill, you and Jingles are real good friends of mine, but you stay out of this. You'll just scare them two robbers off.
You're a stubborn old goat, Ned. Now, if you're lucky enough not to get killed, we might have to put you in jail for gunning down them bandits.
There ain't no law that says I can't protect myself when I get held up. I got a rifle, a shotgun, and 2 6-irons up here on the box, and I'm just itching for a chance to use them. Now, you move your horses out of my way. I got to get rolling.
Move, Buckshot.
Get over, Joker.
Better think it over, Ned.
I'm sorry, Bill. You stick to your business, and I'll take care of mine. Get up there. Hop! Hey! Hey! Hop!
Bill, how do you like that old mule? He's sure fired up.
He's liable to get his head blown off if he meets those two road agents, too.
Well, what can we do about it? He told us not to go sticking our noses into his business.
Sure he told us, but we don't have to do what he said.
You mean maybe we're taking a little ride down the stage road?
We sure are. Move on, Buckshot.
Get along, Joker. Now you behave yourself, Joker. We're on official business. Anybody that tells Wild Bill Hickok to stay out of trouble is just handing Bill an invitation to come on in.
Say, Panhandle, what's this piece in the paper all about? Horse for sale. See Panhandle.
Well, I hate to do it, Charlie, but that horse is eating me plumb out of sugar corn pops. You know, every time I say, shot with sugar through and through, that cowpony begs for more sugar corn pops.
Pretty smart horse. After all, sugar corn pops aren't just sugar-coated, they're shot with sugar. And that bronc knows you usually have a handful of those sweet-eaten nuggets of corn every time you say, shot with sugar.
Well, I'll be hanged. That smart aleck horse understands every word we say. Listen, Charlie, sugar corn pops are shot with sugar. Yes, they're actually shot with sugar. And I eat a great big bowlful for breakfast.
And we have something important we want all of our young friends to tell their mothers, and that is just 1 ounce of Kellogg's sugar corn pops supplies all of the vitamin D your boys and girls need daily. Yep, 100%. So give them all the sugar corn pops they want, Mother. Look for the big yellow Kellogg's box with Guy and Andy on the outside when you get groceries.
Now let's everybody say it. Pops are sweeter. The taste is new. They're shot with sugar through and through. Kellogg's sugar corn pops.
Ned Smith started out to avenge his partner's shooting, while Bill and Jingles decided to go along. They followed the stage road for a while and then took a shortcut across the hills.
Bill, you're always telling me that taking shortcuts gets you into trouble. Then here we go, right over the top of the hill.
Usually it's better to stick to the main trail, Jingles. May take a little longer, but you're sure getting there.
Then what are we doing following this mountain goat track?
I want to get up ahead of that stagecoach without Ned Smith seeing us go past him.
Oh, I get it. If there's any owl hoots waiting to hold up the stage, you want to see him first, huh?
That's about it. I don't want to scare him off. I just want to know where they are.
If we see him, we better grab him.
First, we have to prove they're the bandits. You know, we just can't arrest any two riders we find along the trail. Here's the top. Let's pull up a minute. Hello, Buckshot.
Joker, whoa. Well, we're not too far ahead of the stage at that. There it is, coming just around the bend.
Yeah, I'm looking at that little clearing down by the bridge.
Where? Uh-oh. Yeah, Bill. Two horses. Let's see. Riders must be somewhere around.
Probably hiding right by the bridge. Come on, or we're going to be too late. Let's go, Buckshot.
Help, Joker.
Be careful, Jingles. This is plenty steep.
Yeah, don't stumble, Joker. It'd be awful if I broke my neck while I was hurrying to get into a gunfight.
If a gunfight does start, we're liable to get there too late to do much about it.
Even taking the shortcut didn't help. Somebody shooting.
I hope it's Ned. Here's the road, Jingles. Move, Buckshot. Let's go.
Yes, Joker. Let's get into that battle. Ho, ho, ho. If I could see what was going on, it wouldn't be so bad.
When we get around this bend, I think we can see him all right, Jingles. Hey, you got Ned in a crossfire.
They'll kill him for sure that way.
Let's get Ned some help.
Well, we can't hit him at this range with a six gun.
We can scare him off, though.
Surprising. They took one look at us and hit with their horses.
They sure didn't expect trouble from behind them.
We going after them, Bill?
In a minute. Let's stop and see if Ned's hurt first.
Yeah, maybe that old jughead won't be so ornery about settling his grudges all alone.
He had a close call this time. Oh, but sure.
Howdy,
Ned. You all right?
Not exactly wild, Bill. I got a bullet crease across my left shoulder, but it ain't bad.
You're lucky you haven't got a couple of holes plumb through you.
Now, don't you start jawing at me. I've come awful close to putting them two out of circulation.
There was one of them on each side of the road, and they were whipsawing you with lead, and you know it.
Jingles is right, Ned. You were in a bad spot.
Yeah, I reckon you're right, Bill. Guess I'm getting old. Never thought they'd be smart enough to pull that trick on me.
It's better. Now, how about letting us ride along with you for the rest of the trip?
Yeah, I guess it's a good idea. Missed my chance at them varmints. Might as well deliver this gold in the mail sack.
They might make another try, and if they do, I'd like to be handy enough to catch them in the act.
Yeah, all right, Bill. You and Jingles right alongside me, huh? Get up there! Hey! Up!
Bill, do you mean it when you said those bandits might try for that gold again?
I'm hoping they do, Porton. If it doesn't happen this trip, we'll just keep riding along until it does.
Far enough, Shorty. Pull up.
Pull up. Hey, how do we know them two ain't right behind us?
Ah, quit worrying. They stopped at the stage to see how bad the driver was hurt. I saw them.
Yeah, Blake, but they didn't have to stay there. They could be trailing us right now.
They better not be. I ain't afraid of them two.
They're not. Them two are Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles.
So what?
With them lawmen on a trail, ain't nothing to do but get out of the country fast.
I ain't getting out of the country, and you ain't running out on me either.
Oh, but Blake...
Yeah, but nothing. There's a box of gold riding that stage every trip, and it's ours for the taking.
You ain't going to take any gold with Hickok and Jingles guarding it.
Yeah, them two-bit lawmen don't scare me none. I just wasn't ready for them this time.
You're tangling with trouble.
I can dish out a little trouble myself. Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles are just like anybody else.
How do you mean?
Just takes one bullet for each of them, and they'll be out of my way forever.
And then the two villainous lawbreakers rode off down the trail pursued by a hail of lead from the guns of United States Marshal Wild Bill Hickok and his big deputy, Jingles P. Jones. Ah, that sounds pretty good.
Jingles, what are you doing, anyhow?
Writing my story for the newspaper. When we get back to town, everybody will be reading about us.
Oh, that's fine. They'll read about how Ned was getting shot when we were supposed to be guarding him. All about how we shot at the bandits and missed them, and how we let them get away to do some more stage robbing.
Oh, now, Bill, that ain't the way I wrote the story.
That's the way it happened, Jingles. You'd better wait till we catch those hold-up men before you write a story about it.
Well, maybe you're right. But when's that going to be? I'm getting anxious to start my career as a writer.
Maybe tomorrow. We're riding back with Ned, and he's carrying a box of gold again. Now, put out the lamp, and let's get some sleep. We're starting at sunup.
All right. Well, I'm getting kind of sleepy at that.
Hold it a minute.
What's the matter, Bill?
I thought I heard a noise outside.
Maybe you did. There's a lot of people in this town. Some of them could be walking around outside the hotel.
We're clear at the back of the building. There's no street back here.
Hey, I heard something, too. I'll take a look.
Hey, Jingles.
Don't hold that lamp up in front of the window.
Why not?
Why not get down?
Sounds like they're getting away, Bill.
Yeah, running down the alley.
Well, throw some lead after them and let's chase them or something.
Hold it, Jingles. Put up your gun.
Put up my gun? Bill, have you gone local?
Nope, I've got an idea.
An idea? Two owl hoots sneak up and try to kill us in the dark and you take time out to have an idea.
This one may catch those two owl hoots. Maybe get the stage robbers at the same time. Come on, let's get another room so you can start writing.
Start writing? Oh, now, Bill Hickok, you don't make no sense at all.
You want to be a newspaper reporter? Here's your chance to write a real big story.
A story about what? How we let the varmints get away from us again?
You're going to write a story about how Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles were shot down in the dark. We'll get the paper to put out an extra the first thing in the morning.
With sugar through and through Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops. Now, there's a real six-shooter way to start the day. Come on, get up, Charlie. It's time for breakfast.
Breakfast? Why, it's only 3 o'clock in the morning.
Sure, but we're fixing to have the sweetest eating breakfast this side of Battle Creek. Kellogg's Sugar Corn Pops.
Well, it's still mighty early, Panhandle, but I sure wouldn't want to miss out on my Sugar Corn Pops. They're really delicious for breakfast and between-meal snacks. And say, fellas and girls, they're good for you, too. Why, did you know that just 1 ounce of sugar corn pops gives you 100% of the sunshine vitamin D you need daily?
Yep, and heaps of other powerful, important food elements every young cowpoke needs besides.
Now, just taste that shot with sugar flavor. Fresh and crunchy as the day it was packed in Kellogg's weather-tight aluminum-lined box. Yes, sir, sugar corn pops stay crisp to the very last one. Tell Mom you want some pronto.
Now, all together.
They're shot with sugar through and through. Kellogg's sugar corn pops.
Sugar pops are tops.
When Wild Bill and Jingles were ambushed in their hotel room, Bill took advantage of the situation to set a trap for the stagecoach robbers. He and Jingles went to the newspaper office to see the publisher about a big story.
Yes, sir. When Marshal Hickok and his deputy get gunned down in a hotel room, that's a big enough story to put out an extra for any time.
Of course I wrote, it is rumored that Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles were wounded. I didn't say it was true.
That's right. And we can print a retraction in a later edition. You think this is going to work out, Wild Bill?
I think it's worth a try. Those gents put out the lamp with the first shot, then they fired two more in the dark.
They don't know whether they hit us or not.
If they think we're out of the way, they're almost sure to make another try for that gold shipment.
Maybe I should run another story telling about Ned hauling gold. Now you and Jingles were supposed to be guarding it.
That's a good idea.
Bill, I just thought of something. Won't they see us when we ride Buckshot and Joker out of town?
We're not going to ride them, Jingles. We'll be hiding inside the stagecoach.
How am I going to get Joker in the stagecoach?
You're not.
Oh, I get it. We're going to surprise them, huh?
That's the idea. Now, let's get some sleep while Cy gets out his extra.
Yeah, it'll be all over town by morning, Wild Bill, with headlines this high.
Well, will it say written by Jingles P. Jones?
Of course not, Jingles. You're supposed to be wounded and lying in a bed over the doctor's house.
Shucks. Well, there goes my chance for fame.
Yeah, never you mind, Jingles. By the time I get through rewriting your story for the paper, you wouldn't recognize it anyhow.
Now, listen here, Cy. My story ain't that bad.
Never mind, Jingles. Oh. Let's get some sleep. We've got a tough job ahead of us in the morning.
I didn't think we were that lucky, Blake. We got both of them. Says so right here in the paper.
Yeah. Wild Bill and Jingles finally stopped some lead. That's what I call a good night's work.
You suppose they're hurt bad enough so they can't ride guard in the stagecoach?
Yeah, they must be. Their horses are still in the livery stable, and the stage is late getting started.
Yeah. Old Ned's about ready to go now, though. There's the box of gold right up on top.
And then it's time we got going, Shorty. We'll get ourselves set on both sides of that stage road, and this time we'll get that gold for sure. Yep. Thanks for some good shooting. We can pull this job without having to worry about Wild Bill and Jingles.
Blame it, Bill. Old Ned's such a rough driver, I can't even read about myself in the newspaper.
You've read the story 5 times already. Now put the paper away and get set for trouble, Jingle. Couldn't be long in coming.
Trouble? That's what's wrong with being a lawman. You spend half your life looking for trouble and the other half trying to get out of it. I'm going to retire and be a rider.
Hey, Wild Bill.
What's up, Ned?
A couple of riders up at the bridge. One on each side of the road.
Uh-oh.
All right, Ned, we'll be ready for them. Just stop when they tell you to and put up your hands.
And don't start a gunfight. Leave that to us.
All right, you're running this show. Get along there.
Keep your head down, Jingles, till I give the word.
All right, Bill. They're shooting.
That's a warning for Ned to stop.
Oh, where are you? Oh!
Sure hope this works.
Be sure you get the man on your side.
I will.
Oh, now. Oh! All right, mister, drop them reins and get your hands up.
And no tricks, I'll blow a hole in you as big as your hat.
All right, take it easy with them 6 guns. That's good. Hey, Shorty, climb up and get that gold box.
Okay, Blake. Now, Jingles. All right, get him up.
What?
Now, Dad, blame it, Ned. Bill told me to get Shorty. You beat me to him.
I just hit him on the head when he tried to shoot at you. He's out for a while now.
Bill's got a fight on his hands. Come on.
Give me that gun. You're through shooting.
You try and take it.
Get up, Bill!
That's enough of that. You still haven't got me?
It won't be long.
Hit him a couple for shooting my partner, Bill.
Oh, shucks. I thought he'd stand up longer than that so Bill could hit him a few more times.
When Bill hits him, Ned, none of them stand up very long.
Let's tie him up and put him in a stagecoach, Jingles. We'll haul him into jail.
All right. But doggone it, Ned, you better drive easy.
What for?
Because I'm going to be writing my newspaper story. How Wild Bill Hickok and Jingles captured the stagecoach bandits. An exclusive story written by Jingles P. Jones.
And now, here are the stars of Wild Bill Hickok, Guy Madison, and Andy Devine.
Friday's New Year's Eve, so naturally our story is about New Year in the Old West.
And naturally we call this adventure Happy New Year!
So long, kid.
See you Friday.
Say, cowpokes, at breakfast you have your own dish, don't you? Your own silverware. Well, now you can have your own personal cereal. Just ask Mom to get you Kellogg's Swell Variety Pack. In Kellogg's Variety Pack, there are 10 personal portions of favorite and nourishing Kellogg cereals. Kellogg's Corn Flakes, Kellogg's Raisin Bran, Rice Krispies, and Kellogg's Ready Sweetened Cereals, too. Tomorrow, have Kellogg's Wonderful Variety Pack with fresh personal portions. The greatest name in cereals has brought you another exciting story of Wild Bill Hickok, starring Guy Madison and Andy Devine in person. Today's cast included Leo Curley, Jack Moyles, and Herb Vigran. Our story was written and directed by Paul Pierce, music by Dick Oram. This is a David Heyer production, transcribed in Hollywood. Now this is Charlie Lyon speaking for Kellogg, the greatest name in cereals. Reminding you to listen again on Friday, same time, same station, for another adventure of
Wild Bill Hickok!